From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. House Republican leaders say they're close to replacing major parts of former President Obama's health care law, but they're still vote shy. House Speaker Paul Ryan also discussed major parts of a funding bill they'll be considering this week. He says there's a lot of focus on border security and boosting the military. In addition,
it expands the school choice program. That's something that many of us feel very passionately about. It expands the D.C. School Choice Opportunity Scholarship Program. It maintains our pro-life protections. It contains no new money for Obamacare, no insurance company bailouts. It takes major increases in defense spending while holding the line on non-defense. This is something that I think is really important that people are sort of missing in this really important story. I cannot understate how much of a game changer this is.
Also in Washington, a day before hundreds of people marched to the White House, chanting in English and Spanish in observance of May Day, there was a rebuke of President Trump's new immigration policies. Marchers wanted to highlight the role immigrants play in the U.S. economy. About 150 businesses in the D.C. area closed, most of them restaurants and legal offices. Other businesses offered a payday for employees who wanted to demonstrate. The U.S. military says a missile defense system being set up in South Korea is now capable of intercepting missiles fired from North Korea. U.S. officials say it will be months before the Terminal High Altitude Defense, or THAAD, system will be fully operational. It's being set up to help protect against the ballistic missiles fired from North Korea. Possibly, China has opposed the deployment, calling it a threat to security within the region. This is VOA News. Just days after reiterating that military options for dealing with North Korea are under consideration, President Donald Trump said he is willing to meet its leader, Kim Jong-un. The potential dramatic shift in the U.S. posture toward the Asian adversary comes as Pyongyang continues to conduct ballistic missile launches and it is believed poised to be conducting its sixth underground nuclear test. White House spokesman Sean Spicer on President Trump's willingness to meet with the North Korean leader.
He is still the head of state, so there's a diplomatic piece to this, but the bottom line is the president's going to do what he has to do right now. He's building a coalition in the region.
And it's still unknown if Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte will accept an invitation to the White House along with other Asian leaders to discuss North Korea. Duterte himself says he's unsure.
But I said, Mr. President, I do not think that you can scare Kim Jong-un with the firepower.
Last two minutes.
Our greatest chance there of getting some dialogue with America and North Korea would be through the intercession of China.
Human Rights Watch is accusing Syrian government forces of using deadly nerve gas on four occasions in recent months. That includes the April 4th chemical attack on a sheikh that killed nearly 100 people. In a report issued Monday, the rights group said forces loyal to Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad also carried out gas attacks in last December and in March of this year. The HRW report urges the UN Security Council to immediately adopt the resolution calling on all parties to fully cooperate with investigators from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has issued a new set of policies softening its stance against Israel and its existing charter in an effort to improve its international standing. But it continues to reject recognition of the Israeli state and repeats demands for the return of Palestinian refugees displaced decades ago by the establishment of the Jewish state. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert, not a ban, for what it called the continued threat of terrorist attacks throughout Europe. The alert, which expires September 1st, cites recent incidents in France, Russia, Sweden, and Britain that the State Department says show the ability of Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, or others to carry out attacks. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.